Follow Hawks football all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
17-0 our score at the half, live from Moon Township on the campus of Robert Morris University in Joe Walton Stadium. Matt Harmon, Greg Viscomi back here as the Hawks making their way back onto the field. Successful first half, 30 minutes away from finishing up this year at 5-5 to erase a three-year streak of sub-500 records. And talking about the fall season overall, Greg, it was another good year for Monmouth athletically, as you saw men's soccer, women's soccer, and field hockey all qualify again for the NEC tournament.
Oh, yeah, and that's something that Dr. McNeil always preaches as very important, is that fall season. You know, when she talks to all of us at the beginning of the year, is if you're going to look after the Commissioner's Cup, which is a goal of the entire athletics department, you got to start off hot. And then starting off hot is our fall sports, which have traditionally been very good. And like you mentioned, I think men's soccer was third. You know, football, if they win today, will end up being third in the conference. Women's soccer, I believe, were also a third seed. Field hockey was a number two seed, made it all the way to the championship. Cross country, I believe the men had their best season to date. The women are always pretty good in that sport. So, yeah, I mean, it's been a very good fall for us looking into this winter season, which, once again, we should be pretty good at.
And you can catch Monmouth University men's basketball coming up immediately following our broadcast here from Robert Morris. King Rice, in his second year as the head coach of the men's program, has his team off to a 1-1 start, a rousing win over Hofstra in the home and season opener, a hard-fought loss out at Notre Dame last Monday, and an interesting game today for MU as they take on a Ryder Bronc team that dismantled Robert Morris in the season opener for both of those teams, and RMU picked on the hardwood among the top teams in the NEC, and Ryder has certainly had Mama's number as of late, basketball-wise.
Yeah, Ryder's a very good team out of the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference, a very good basketball program, very good basketball conference. And, you know, they have had Mama's number, but you know what? I think talking with some of the Rob Morris people, they were pretty shocked at that outcome. You know, they lost one of their best players for the year, so they're starting a number of freshmen in that game, and I think they were kind of shell-shocked playing in their first, NCAA game. So, you know, you never know what's going to happen. I know King Rice will have those guys ready and raring to go. There's a lot of enthusiasm on the team. There's a lot of goodwill on the team. There's good vibes early on. I mean, you go out to Notre Dame, a great trip. You know you lose, but if you lose to the number 22 ranked team in the country, and there's no shame in that. I mean, that's going to happen 9.5 out of 10 times. So I'll be really looking forward to listening to that one today.
Robert Morris trailing Monmouth at the half 17-0. Hawks trying to finish up the football season on a high note. Interesting trip for the women's basketball team as well. Right now they are out in the state of Washington. Dropped a tough one last night, but a two-game, kind of an interesting two-game swing for them out there.
Yeah, they played Washington State last night, lost by 10. Once again, no shame in that. That's a very good Pac-12 team, big arena. And now they're going to take on Gonzaga, which is a winnable game, I would think. And Coach Palmatier in her second year as well, like Coach Rice. She's got some very good players. Interested to see in what some of her young players have. You know, they're kind of the opposite of Coach Rice. You know, he's got a lot of young guys, you know, not too many old guys. Coach Palmatier's got a great senior class led by Alicia Womack and a number of others. And she's brought in, you know, really her first recruiting class this year. They'll be a lot of fun to watch, and you should really circle that December 22nd matchup with Delaware. First, the women take on Delaware. The men take on Villanova at night, and Delaware brings the best player in the country to the MAC, and then Villanova is Villanova and Coach Jay Wright. So a lot of exciting stuff going on coming up for Monmouth Athletics.
Well, we're looking forward to an exciting second half of activity, just about set to get up and running. Of course, you can always check out our official website, GoMUHawks.com, for all of the latest Monmouth happenings in any of the sports. Before you know it, it'll be the spring season, and we'll be talking about baseball, softball, lacrosse, which will pretty soon be men's and women's lacrosse. 30 minutes of regular season activity remaining here for the MU Hawks on the gridiron. It will be Lucas Santangelo set to kick off. David Taylor number 35 back deep, looking into a pretty heavy sun. This one angled again to the left, and Taylor will wisely let it bounce out of the back part of the end zone, and Robert Morris will have it first down and 10 from the 25-yard line, where with 30 minutes left of game activity, if you're Monmouth, the only thing you're hoping for is another explosive start here to the second half. Mike Upham has made his way back onto the field. How about that? He went off on crutches. And in the second half, he's back on the field.
Unbelievable. I don't know what kind of voodoo Chuck Whedon and the rest of the training staff is doing in there, but they got him ready to go, and that's exciting to see. That looks like an ankle brace on the left ankle.
I'm sure he's excited to be back on there. It'd be hard to keep off a senior like Upham. Jeff Sinclair brings the offense back on. Quick pass to the outside, hauled in by Dwayne Mitchell, again in front of Joe Johnson, who gave up a lot of yards out to the 43-yard line. That goes as a check at the 38-yard line, excuse me. That goes as a 13-yard gain and brings up another first down and 10.
And Joe Johnson, very talented freshman out of nearby Manchester, New Jersey, had some trouble last week with Alexander from St. Francis. Kind of got burned on a couple of long plays and double moves, which you can expect out of a freshman. So that's why you see that big cushion.
This time he'll match up with number 89, DJ Hayes. Motioning across the formation from right to left is Mitchell. Sinclair rolling right, wants to throw right. It'll be hauled in by Dante Jeter. That one in front of Hildebrand Jr. at the 42-yard line. Gain of 4 to set up a 2nd and 6. You put some extra emphasis, and I would agree with you that this drive extremely important for both teams. You know, Robert Morris knows they need points to get back into the football game. And if you're Monmouth and you can force a punt, you really kind of have reestablished what you did in that first half.
Yeah, definitely. And Robert Morris is a team that 3 out of their 4 wins have been in fourth quarter comebacks. And in order to set yourself up to make a fourth quarter comeback, you got to score a little bit in the third quarter. So this is a big, big drive for both teams, you're right.
Sinclair under center will send Quinton Pearl in motion from right to left. Counter play back to the left side. It's Taylor who for the first time today has got some open space to the 40, 35 to the 30. And we'll get a run down finally by Pat Gray at the 24-yard line. That goes as a long game. Certainly the best running play of the day for Robert Morris, who had really struggled, just 26 yards rushing in that first half. They almost equal that on that one run.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a counter, and I thought they missed a hold on Joe Johnson out here that really sprung it for the big yardage. But you saw the offensive lineman look like they had a slant going left, or the defensive lineman had a slant going left, and the linebackers just did.
6 coming up.
This would be a good time for Monmouth to force a turnover. The Monmouth defense has not forced a turnover in the 4 previous games. You are not going to win a whole lot of games when you don't force turnovers on defense. They've had a couple on special teams, but none on defense. This is a good time to come up with their first in a while.
2nd down, let's call it 6. Checking in from the sideline, Dwayne Mitchell. He will set himself out formation to the right as the wide man. In the slot that side is Jeter. Tight ends either way. Deontay Howard into the game at the tailback spot. Sinclair working the offense. Sends Evans in motion. Counterplay back to the right side. It's Howard. He's got some speed. Turns the corner. And Howard will get into the end zone for a Robert Morris touchdown.
That's a bad job by number 31, Pat Gray, for the Hawks. He filled the hole. He was in the right position but didn't have the right angle, and he was able to just get outside him and outrun him. That's not a great job by the linebackers or the defensive backs there for Monmouth, and this is not bode well. This offense is going to have to come down and answer.
Howard with his 2nd rushing touchdown of the season, and on for the extra point is Greg Langer. This to make it 17-7. Quick scoring drive for Robert Morris. 12:50 to go in the third quarter. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up, and it is boomed through the uprights and good. 17-7, we step out for 30 seconds. We're back with more third quarter action, and Monmouth getting their hands on the football right after this on the Shore Sports Network.
For those with a strong desire to just keep on driving their Chevy Cruze Eco, with an EPA estimated 42 mpg highway, it charges ahead with the best highway mileage of any gas engine in America. And Cruze does it all while keeping safety a top priority. In fact, it was named an IIHS 2012 top safety pick for all its safe conscious efforts. And like the best of the best, Cruze can really steal the show. No wonder it is named the Consumer's Digest Best Buy for 2012. Find out more at ChevyOffers.com.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
Welcome back here, 12:50 to go in the third quarter. 17-7 is our score. It is Monmouth on top of Robert Morris. Colonials punching one in on the opening drive here. So we saw Monmouth score in their very first drive of the first half. Robert Morris scoring on their very first drive of the second half. Two longtime head coaches, Joe Walton on the Colonial sideline, Kevin Callahan on the Monmouth sideline. This the 18th time that the two teams have matched up. Robert Morris with the 10-7 series advantage.
Another number I don't think I saw out there on defense for the Hawks, Josh Szymanowicz. He was nursing a little bit of, I believe, a spine injury earlier in the week.
Here's Langer with the kickoff. This one out of the side of the end zone for a touchback. Nagy doesn't even bother to go over and get that close to it. Monmouth will have it first and 10 from their own 25-yard line. You know, this was a season for Monmouth celebrating 20 years of football. Robert Morris will do the same next year. And unlike Kevin Callahan, who intends to be around for many more years to come, Joe Walton has already announced that next year will be his last year on the sidelines.
Yeah, Coach Walton will step down, and longtime assistant coach John Banaszak will take over. Interesting note, Banaszak is already 1-0 with his only win coming against the Hawks 3 years ago when Coach Walton had to stay by to deal with his wife.
Mama's first play from scrimmage here. It'll be a handoff to Hayes off the right side and able to get forward and pick up two to set up second down and eight.
Hawks cannot get out to a sluggish start here on offense. Got to get a couple first downs at the minimum. Got to get over midfield. Cannot have a three and out here. That'll be devastating to this defense.
Second down and eight. Split wide receiver set. Tight ends either side. For Frazier, who wants to throw. He's got McLafferty spotted up with a 33-yard line. He'll hang on for a five-yard pickup. The tackle applied that time by Antoine Eddy. We've called his name a bunch. The corner, second down and a long two coming up for the Hawks.
It's time where you'd love to see this Monmouth offensive line, big offensive line, just get a good surge, give it to Julian Hayes, let him get that 4 or 5 yards, first down.
Third down, long two. Eye set off to the left. Robert Morris showing blitz. Hayes gets it, and Hayes will be stopped in the backfield. Robert Morris sold out with all four linebackers blitzing, and making the tackle in the backfield was Steve Mitchell. Loss of one on the play, and it is exactly what we were not hoping for, a three and out.
Exactly, and you know what? They went with the call I thought was the right call. You go with the run up the middle. Julian's had a good surge, and you said exactly right. Robert Morris sold out. They sent all four linebackers on a blitz, and you can't block. You just can't block that many guys. You don't have eight people to block.
Fourth and three, Ryan Moore on. Spirals this one, not a great kick, but will take a decent bounce for Moore and for Monmouth, and will roll out of bounds at about the 21-yard line. Didn't hit it very well, but got a good bounce out of it. 11:02 to go here in the third quarter, 17-7, the score in favor of Monmouth. And just to finish the thought on Walton, and I know you know this as well from talking with head coach Kevin Callahan, it's a guy that he really, really respects. And I'm sure after he does step down, the program will live on here. But in the last now 19 years, they've claimed at least parts of six NEC championships, including a string of runs from 96 to 2000. And they claimed the league's first FCS playoff bid in 2010. Counterplay. No, play action for Sinclair, who will throw it out of bounds. Taylor with a pretty good play fake that time, fooled me, and it will set up a second and 10.
And I laugh because Sinclair did a smart thing, rolling to his right, just threw it out of bounds. But here at Robert Morris, if you go further than about 8 yards out of bounds, there is a 25-plus foot drop, and he threw that football, and that baby is gone. Better order another one for next year.
And a pretty steep angle. It's not you can go get that football. That's rolling around on the road that's down at the bottom of the hill right now.
Yeah, no, goodbye. Souvenir, I believe.
Second down and 10. Clock stopped with 10:55 to go in the third quarter. Sinclair will come up under center this time. Tight twins package off to the left side of the formation. Evans backs off the line and motions to set up a tight end wing set to the right. Here's Taylor getting it. Shifty runner. Breaks the plane to the 25, gets to the 26-yard line. He seems to be running with a bit more pep in his step than he did in that first half.
Yeah, the toss play looked like it had nowhere to go. The Hawks did a nice job of sitting that left edge, forcing everything back inside. But when you look back inside, the linebackers were getting blocked, and they were unable to fill, and he ends up getting 6 yards on that and really looked at that play should have been stopped after a 1 or 2 yard gain.
Robert Morris huddles up and sets up a third down and 5. Ball set here from the right hash mark. Four-man front for Monmouth. Quarterback sweep off the right side. Sinclair makes a nice move around Johnson. Tiptoes down the sideline to midfield, and then will get run out of bounds by Cooper and Gray at the Monmouth 45. Well-designed play, but poor tackling that time by Monmouth.
Yeah, Joe Johnson has got it. I mean, that was a well-designed play. It blocked up really nice. They were going to get the first down. Joe Johnson has got to make that play. He's got to be stronger than a fifth-year senior quarterback, and he just wasn't. He had not the greatest angle. Sinclair knocked him away with his right hand, and he was able to pick up a big gain. Not fair. Does not bode well for the Hawks.
First and 10 from the MU 45-yard line. Jeter in motion. Another pitch this time. And the battering ram, the fullback, Nick Grote, gets his first carry of the day. And he'll work it down to the Hawk 39-yard line. 6-yard pickup to bring up second and 4.
This is exactly what we thought could happen if the Hawks went 3 and out on offense. This MU defense is a little banged up, missing a couple starters. Now they're starting to give up yards on the ground, something they did not do in the first half, I believe. You're going to have to try to force a long field goal.
A shade over 9 minutes. Again, motions across the formation. Sinclair rolling left, wanting to throw. Double move. He's got a man wide open. Catch, touchdown, Dwayne Mitchell. Joe Johnson, the education of the freshman corner, continues. Bid on the double move. And Robert Morris has struck here again in the third quarter.
And boy, did they set that one up nice with those 7-yard stop routes. Threw about 3 or 4 of them Johnson's way. They did it this time. He starts running forward. He's playing the soft cushion. Boom, right over the top. I want to know if they're going to do that against the MU corners. Where's the safety help? Where's the design saying, hey, we know this is going to happen. We got to have a safety over the top to help the freshman corner. And it doesn't seem like there has been for weeks on end here.
Extra point up and good. Make it now a 3-point lead for Monmouth. They were up 17-0 at one point. Now 17-14 in favor of MU. 8:58 to go in the third quarter. We step out for 30 seconds. Back with more Monmouth football after this quick timeout on the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks football all season long on the Shore Sports Network. WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
Robert Morris last scoring drive. Dwayne Mitchell 39-yard catch from Jeff Sinclair. 5-play 79-yard drive. Took up just 2:04 off the clock. So here's what Robert Morris has done so far in the third quarter. They scored on the opening drive that took up 2:10. They score on their next drive that took up just 2:04. And both drives longer than 75 yards. They are chipping away pretty easily right now at the Monmouth defense.
Yeah, I mean, those big plays are what's killing them. You had a couple long runs. You had the long run by Sinclair and then the great double move by Dante Mitchell. Pardon me. Had a great double move by Dante Mitchell who was able to score on the 30-yard touchdown.
Greg Langer with an end-over-end kick. Nagy has it go off of his foot at the 5-yard line. At the 7, now the 12, and run out of bounds. That should be a late hit at the 15-yard line.
Now, there's two referees right there, and neither one of them called. That's a garbage non-call right there.
Nagy was a good 5 yards out of bounds. He was actually getting into some of the sideline people down there for Robert Morris. Monmouth has pinned themselves back pretty deep here again. They will take over possession of their own 15-yard line. 8:53 to go, and the great vibe that we had in the first half, Greg, has completely disappeared here early in the third quarter.
Well, there's a lot of seniors on this defense where some of them got to step up. Somebody's got to make a play. I thought on that last drive, the protection for Kyle Frazier got a lot better. Got to keep that up. Going to have to get this running game. Hayes is back out there. Going to have to get the running game going. Going to have to move the chains.
Hayes has the running back off to the left side of the formation. Two receivers up top. Frazier over the middle. Find Davenport. He'll make the catch at the 20-yard line. The coverage and the tackle applied by Cook, the inside linebacker. Second and five.
I think that's what they got to kind of have to do. Get some short passes. Make the linebacker, especially underneath the middle field, make the linebackers respect the pass so you can open up the run a little bit.
Frazier will send Sumlin and Roberts formation left. Davenport back to the right. Frazier pumps once, finds Davenport again, who will make the catch, get out of bounds at the 27-yard line. That's going to be enough for the first down, 7-yard pickup.
Very important to give this defense a little bit of a breather. Get out of the shadow of your own end zone a little bit.
Ball set from the MU 27 on the right hash mark. Three-man front, now four-man front shown by Robert Morris. Flare pass to the outside. Sumlin will catch it, but he's ridden out of bounds close to the line of scrimmage, maybe got a half yard. They'll actually spot it right back to the original line of scrimmage at the 27, where Monmouth will have it second and 10.
Yeah, I thought Sumlin probably should have cut that one back up inside. I mean, they're taught that if you got a good block on the outside, and Tristan Roberts had a good block, just not a heck of a lot of room to get around corner there.
Nice play by Antoine Eddy, the corner on that side. Hayes here on second and 10. He's got a seam the near side hash mark. Will pound his way to the 36-yard line. That's going to be a yard shy of the first down. And players now having to be separated. This is an incident that Monmouth does not want to relive again. As last week there was an altercation in which St. Francis had a player thrown out. Monmouth had a player ejected as well.
And I'd be remiss to say that I believe the Monmouth player was thrown out unjustly. After watching the tape I had, he did not throw any kind of a punch. That's what the ref said he did do. And
Robert Morris showing blitz. Hayes on third and short will get the first down. I think put this in your playbook a little bit. Next time Monmouth has a third and short, I think it's time to throw the football, because the last couple of times Robert Morris has taken all of their linebackers and kind of anticipating the run.
Yeah, I mean, maybe something on one of those slants. If you get free on a slant and there's no linebacker to turn around and make a tackle, it's goodbye.
Receivers either side. George tight end left. McLafferty tight end right. Frazier wanting to throw. Going down the seam. He's got a man open. Roberts is there. Will make the catch at the 25-yard line and haul his way down inside the 20. Get to the 18-yard line. First down, Monmouth.
And that all starts up front. Great protection. Actually, Tyler George is wide open in the middle of the field. Frazier decides to go deeper to Tristan Roberts. Comes up with a big catch. He's so strong that ball could have gone either way. The D-back had his hands on it. Roberts was able to tear it away from him and come up with the big, big play.
54th catch of the year for Tristan Roberts. 6.5 minutes to go, and Monmouth back in business offensively. First and 10 from the Colonial 18. Here comes the blitz. Frazier sees it. Now in trouble. Rolling off to his left and will get sacked. Back of the 35-yard line, Frazier, I thought, recognized it, then rolled right into it, and Luke Mueller there to take him down. That is a costly play. It gives Monmouth a second and long. They lose 17 yards on that sack.
Yeah, that was just, I don't know, I'm almost speechless. He said that he can't take bad sacks, and the protection was there. They sent Mueller on a reckless blitz over on the right-hand corner, picked up great by Julian Hayes. Frazier needed to step up in the pocket and either make a play with his legs or make a play with his arm, and all he did was give him a 17-yard loss.
Play fake, quick little inside give to Hayes, who will rumble his way down to the 25-yard line. Get back about 11 of what was lost on the sack, but now it will bring up a third down and 16, let's say, for Monmouth. 5.5 minutes to go. Hawks clinging to a three-point lead. 17-14.
At this point, I think you're in two-down territory. Try to get maybe 10 yards on a safe pass and then make a decision on whether you want to bring out Eric Spleen for a field goal or go for a touchdown.
Three wide set. Here comes pressure again. Frazier again steps up in the pocket and again will get dropped.
He had two players open to his right-hand side. He needed to get rid of that ball. Now I don't know what you do. Do you punt? Do you go for it?
Well, if that goes as a sack, and it was pretty close to the line of scrimmage. If that goes as a sack, I believe that is the sixth sack of the day. That one was close to the line of scrimmage, so it might not be, but five or six for sure.
Mike McClafferty and Julian Hayes were open. Hayes on a release pattern, and Mike McClafferty kind of on a drag. He's got it. I mean, he's a fifth-year senior. He's got to keep his head up. He's got to try to make those plays.
This will be a season long for Eric Spillane. A 43-yarder from the left hash mark. Good snap, good hold. It's got the distance. It's on the way, and it is good.
Nice kick by Eric Spillane.
Drilled a 43-yarder. He is now 12 of 15 on the season and gets Mama some much-needed points. 20-14 to score. 4:23 remaining in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds with more Hawk football on the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
Established in 2002, Divined Logic is a business and technology consultancy based in Red Bank, New Jersey, serving enterprise, midsize, and government clients. Their mission is simple: help clients strengthen their business and technology systems through reliable and effective mobile, social, and web-based solutions. Visit DefinedLogic.com for more. Matt Harmon, Greg Viscomi back here from Joe Walton Stadium at Robert Morris University. Hawks cashing in with a 43-yard field goal from Eric Spillane, a season long. 10 plays, 59 yards, took up 4.5 minutes on the clock. And right now on the scoreboard, it's MU 20, RMU 14. Here is Lucas Santangelo set to kick off. High but very short kick. Fielded at the 15-yard line. Return set up and out to the 25. Hard tackle made down the field. The return put on by David Taylor. Stop made by Brett Hopple.
Nice job by Hopple, because the seas had parted, as they say, and Hopple came around his man on the left hand, right hand side of the field, came around hard left and was able to tackle him from behind. Good job by Brett Hopple, the senior.
4:18 remaining in the third quarter. Monmouth, the 6-point advantage, is the Robert Morris offense has awoke here in quarter number three. Straight eye formation, and up under center is Sinclair. Here is the give to Evan Taylor. Leapfrogs a would-be tackler behind the line of scrimmage. Able to push the pile forward, get to the 28-yard line for a gain of three.
Should be noted that senior Jameson Zacharias is now playing cornerback, maybe giving Joe Johnson a little bit of a break after he was a little bit exposed on that last play. And don't get me wrong, he's going to be a fine cornerback for the Hawks. But when you're a freshman going from playing in the Shore Conference and making the jump up to the FCS level, there's a bit of a learning curve. And he didn't play a whole heck of a lot earlier in the season either.
After Dwayne Mitchell had burned him for a long touchdown pass. Here's Sinclair going to work again in the flat. Monmouth linebacker had fallen down. That catch will be made by Paul Evans, who will take it out to the RMU 45-yard line. Goes as a first down game. Lauch should have been out in coverage, but he slipped and fell down as Evans was able to slip out in the flat.
And Rob Morris been doing a good job of getting Sinclair out of the pocket, rolling him out on rollouts. You know, they only send two or three wide receivers out into routes. Doing a very good job just being safe right now.
Colonials will go split back set. And two receivers to the right, tight end back to the left. Sinclair taking his time, sending Mitchell in motion. Inside carry, big hole. Taylor gets it, breaks the play to the 50-yard line, tackled at the 49. 6-yard pickup will leave Robert Morris with a second and four.
Danny Sullivan made the tackle. He recognized it right away. He made the tackle while being tackled. I think very easily could have been thrown for a holding call on that one. He went down and had an offensive lineman right on top of his back.
Front four of Monmouth, Masick and O'Hara at the ends, Smith and Luma inside. Demersion walks up as the outside linebacker, defensive to the left. Jeter in motion across the formation. Twins off to that side. Sinclair, here comes the corner blitz, and Monmouth will get the sack. Zacharias disguised it pretty well, had the immediate pressure. Sullivan and Masick were there as well in a much-needed big defensive play for the Hawks.
And once again, only three Colonials out on the route, so they did have some more protecting there. Nice job on the blitz by Zacharias. And Coach Callahan did tell me pregame that they were going to dial up a couple corner blitzes on what they thought might be run downs. Turns out the Colonials passed, but Sinclair, when you only send a couple guys out on the route, you need to have some protection, and it just broke down there.
That was interesting because Zacharias was following the motion man and then stopped and put pressure on the quarterback. On third down, let's call it 11. Sinclair, three-step drop off to the right. Goes in the flat, catch, not made. Andrew Smith, the tight end, had his hands on it, and then got lit up by Andrew Sutton to set up fourth down and 11, and MU will seemingly get the football back. Good defensive stand.
Good job by the Hawks. It's going to be up to Jameson Zacharias here, who's provided a little bit of a spark, seems like, off the bench here. He's going to have to get this ball, don't allow it to roll, and really pin the defense, rather the offense, deep.
Lamancuso on, flag out, spiraling kick. Zacharias fumbles the football. Got hit as he was about to catch it. There is still a scramble for the ball. There's a flag at the line of scrimmage. There's a flag right around where Zacharias was going to catch it. There's a third flag on the Monmouth sideline. Robert Morris recovered the kick. Going to be extremely interested to see what the calls are on one sideline on the other.
I didn't see the first flag. I saw the first flag get thrown at the line of scrimmage. The whole crowd groaned, which makes me think that it might have been a false start on Robert Morris. I thought Zacharias called for a fair catch. I'm not 100% sure.
There's a big discussion going on right now between four of the referees.
A lot of flags on the field right now. The MU defense just sprinted off the field, pointing like it's going to be the Hawk ball here.
Let's wait for the official word. Okay, so here's what we have. Not sure if you picked up the referee mic. The offside, the immediate infraction was Monmouth offside defensively. And then the second and third flags, which were the same call, was Robert Morris coming into the area of the return man. You've got to give him at least a little bit of a window to catch the football. I think they're saying that contact took place before Zacharias actually had touched the ball.
Zacharias got a fair catch that ball, too. Yeah. But you talk about coaching waiting. This whole time, Banaszak has been going wild. He's on the field screaming, yelling at officials. I don't see Joe Walton.
He's in the yellow right there.
Oh, I see him.
Took the jacket off at halftime.
Oh, he's wearing one of the Robert Morris, must be their fourth color, yellow.
Here's another punt. Lamancuso. This one will bounce at the 20 and will be downed at the 17-yard line where Monmouth will get it back. Hawks have been pinned pretty deep here in this third quarter, 72 seconds remaining. That was a pretty wild exchange when Robert Morris is still arguing for. They're not going to win it as we've already had the change in possession. That's certainly a play that, you know, is questionable always when something like that takes place, but Monmouth able to get possession back of the ball, very, very important.
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, that's a big play. And boys.
Well, I'll tell you what, too. We have a little TV screen in our room, and I hate to say it, it was not a good call.
No, huh?
Zacharias clearly had touched the football first and still had a good yard before anyone had come in to make contact, as Asante will get the carry off the 22-yard line, will pick up five, and it will be second and five with a minute to go.
How could you see anything on that TV screen?
I saw it. I moved closer to it. It was pretty clear because they did it in slow motion, too.
It's like dark on the screen. The TV's circa 1983.
They got good eyes, buddy.
Can barely see anything on there. All right. Hey, Hawks dodged a bullet. How many times did that go not our way?
Asante trying to pick his way through the line. Gets to the 24-yard line. Gain of two. And the play clock is running right now, but doesn't have to. Monmouth doesn't have to snap the football again if they don't want to. Atlantic Physical Therapy Center with locations in Toms River, Manchester, Freehold, Shrewsbury, and Little Egg Harbor. A proud sponsor of Monmouth Athletics. All of their physical therapists are former high school and college athletes who knows what it takes to get athletes of all levels back in the game. Frazier will snap it here and will keep it and will have a first down off the left side. Take it to the 34-yard line. That will take us to the end of the third quarter. Just to finish the spot, visit AtlanticPTCenter.com. We've played three quarters. It is Monmouth 20, Robert Morris 14. As has been the like the last couple of years, this one coming down to the fourth quarter. Hawks up by six. One more quarter left here of the 2012 season. We are back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Monmouth Football on the Shore Sports Network.